Good morning to everyone except morning people, because I'm very jealous of you guys. Welcome to another episode of Smashy Business. I'm Lubna Hamdan.
And I'm Farah Bashir, joining Lubna Hamdan on the show.
Yes, exciting to have you with us, because we're going to talk about the UAE exiting a watchdog's dirty money list after a clampdown on illicit financial activity. And then dating apps are designed to connect soulmates, but does your soulmate have a good credit score? The Score app will tell you, as if there wasn't already enough pressure when it came to dating. Now it's credit scores as well, but I think it's a good thing. And up next, an Abu Dhabi startup, The Cloud, has secured $12 million and it has acquired a UK startup. So the roles have switched now.
I mean, how amazing to see tables turn to the other side, flip, which is very cool.
Exactly. Farah, are you a morning person?
I am.
Before we get down to business, I need to know.
I am.
What is the secret to being a morning person? Is it coffee? What is it?
Actually, I feel like I used to not be a morning person, but then I just kind of like trained myself to be a morning person.
Okay, so you're telling me that there's still hope for me.
There is. If you train yourself. It will take a bit of time. But I promise it will be worth it at the end. Like right now, I just love seeing the sunrise. It just like fuels up my energy.
Nice.
Literally, it's the most beautiful thing.
So give me some tips and tricks.
Technically, what I have done is I have prioritized moving more throughout my day, eating healthy throughout my day, and cutting off coffee after 1 p.m.,
right.
Sleeping early, waking up early. At the beginning, it was very annoying.
Okay.
But of course, like with time, and the main factor, which is consistency, that has contributed to me being a morning person. So now if I am, if my day starts later, I would be grumpy.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I don't know how much hope there is for me.
There is. No, I actually believe there is hope. I believe in you, Lubna. You can for sure do it. So petition for Lubna to become a morning person.
Yes, considering I host a morning show, I probably should be a morning person. Right. The UAE is coming off the global gray list of the Financial Action Task Force as soon as next week. That's according to Bloomberg. That's great. So, you know, this was announced. Mm-hmm. We knew about this in October last year. It was announced that the UAE, you know, the force has seen a lot of improvement in the UAE. The UAE has introduced a lot of measures clamping down on illicit financial activity. Now, finally, we're going to see the UAE come off the list as soon as actually February 23rd. So it's February 20 today, February 23rd. Mm-hmm. Really exciting news. And you know what? The other day, there was a comment under one of our posts about the UAE. It was a positive post. It was a positive story. I can't remember exactly which one, but someone from Saudi, he actually works at the Saudi National Bank, I think, and he wrote a comment saying the UAE is a hub for money laundering. And, you know, the UAE does get a lot of hate when it comes to that. But, you know, if you look at London, if you look at New York, London, for example, I remember when I reported on NMC and it was listed, you know, on the London Stock Exchange. And I mean, that was a case that was full of corruption and money gone missing and misappropriation of funds, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, where were the UK watchdogs? You know, so money laundering happens everywhere around the world. Exciting news for the UAE that it will come off that list.
100%, because tables have been turned at this point, right? Like we do hear money laundry, that it happens everywhere, right? It's bound to happen in all countries. And of course, you know, the UAE is known for its amazing business development. It has developed, you know, in like business world and as well economy.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Of course, like when Dubai, we've seen it just like grow massively economically and so on. It is going to be, I would say, a victim of talk, right?
Right,
and
sure.
100% for sure. It's like, oh yeah, this is, there's a lot of money laundry, but for it to come off the list is, I would say, one of the best things that could happen to the UAE all in
general. It is a huge step. It is a huge step for the UAE. And the thing that they do so well here is whenever there is a problem like that, they take action immediately. So that's great. Moving on to something a little spicier.
Ooh.
Dating apps.
Okay.
Have you ever been on a dating app, Farah?
I actually haven't, to be honest with you, because I believe the connection, if it's not face-to-face, I cannot develop a connection.
Really? Okay. Yeah. But what about, you know, just connecting with someone on the dating app and then going out with them and meeting them?
So far, honestly, I've thought about it, but I haven't really implemented that. I do have friends that do actually use dating apps, and they sometimes get scammed. You know what I mean? By the way, whether it's dating apps or not, you know, like the guy initially can tell you like, oh yeah, I'm gonna buy you the world, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, but
yeah,
it can turn out to be a scam.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh gosh, I mean, guys just scam us all the time, don't they?
They
just lie and
they
lie
just
and
talk.
Lie.
They just talk.
Do they pay subscriptions for those dating apps, or are they the free ones?
No, they use the free ones. They would use. They would pay money
for a membership on
yes,
a dating app. Okay,
exactly.
Interesting.
Unless it has like a feature that just like it's like different. You know what I mean?
I mean, I would pay for, you know, an exclusive, top-notch dating app. I've never used a dating app, but you know, if there was a good one, I wouldn't mind paying a membership for that. This is interesting, though, talking about paying for things. There's a new dating app designed to connect soulmates, but does your soulmate have a good credit score?
Okay.
Score app requires a minimum credit score of 675, and it's highlighting that financial well-being is frequently overlooked in the realm of dating. Good point, don't you think?
Love that. I love that.
People were not too happy about it. People in the Middle East, they some of the comments were, babe, can you get me and my friends a table at the club? I know you can afford it. Another comment was, ah, the world of dating apps never ceases to amaze me. Now we have one that's not just focused on witty bio descriptions and fancy filters, but actually requires a credit score threshold to participate. So it does actually require that for you to even be part of the app. And it began its 80-day trial earlier this week. Mm-hmm. And users who apply to be on it won't see an effect on their credit score. If approved, however, users will be able to roam the app to find the perfect mate.
I love the app, honestly, because when people get together and they plan to be in a partnership, they often forget that it's not only love, you know what I mean? There are a lot of factors that are beyond love, you know what I mean? I don't think you would want to be with a guy who cannot provide or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
It should for sure, like I think finances are very essential in a relationship. And the fact that this dating app, I would say, will help a lot of women as well because they can get scammed, you know what I mean?
Yep, absolutely.
It's like, oh, hey, the guy can be like, hi, I'm a CEO, which can be a lie. I can buy you this and that, this and that. Or he can give her some gifts at the beginning.
That actually happened to my friend.
No way!
Yeah, he pretended he was a CEO.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it turned out he was a very, like, you know, junior level employee.
Oh my God. See, this is the point. You know, and like the guy can as well, like, I would say, fool you at the beginning of the relationship.
And you know what? Vice versa as well. I'm going to play devil's advocate here and say that a lot of men get fooled by a lot of women these days as well. And I do kind of understand, you know, people's comments that,
100%.
You know, it's there is already a lot of pressure when it comes to dating. And now when you add the credit score requirement into the mix, you know, it makes it more difficult. But then again, you know, you can't keep complaining about something without trying to improve it. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like guys have become very sensitive about finances in relationships and calling the girls gold diggers. But then, you know, it's the guys who are paying all that money, you know, for entertaining a lot of women, let's say.
That's true.
So
yeah.
I mean, hey, like, I mean, you why don't you stop paying for it then?
You know? It's not only that, like, you know, if you want to think about it, when a girl goes on a date and a guy goes on a date, the guy showers and leaves, right? The girl has to go do her nails, hair,
yeah,
buy a new outfit, which technically is a sum of money, right?
Yeah.
So if you want to like look at it from a perspective, it's like, fine, I have done, I've paid money to look good for you.
Yeah.
So why can't you pay money to, I don't know, take me out to dinner?
Yeah. True.
And as well, like, men have been so much in their feminine energy, where they've become too sensitive and too, like, oh, they're asking for too
much. Wow, Farah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I'm there.
Savage.
I'm there.
Just savage. Men have been in their feminine energy.
Yes.
Oh, my days.
That's true.
You know what? I think this is a good thing because, you know, when you're looking for a partner in your life, like my mom always says that the wedding is just a party. And then the party ends, then you actually have to live life together.
That's true.
So you actually need to find a partner that you can
build a
life with, rely on, and rely on each other, right?
There's, true.
You know, how can you, and I know this is a business show, but, you know, having the wrong partner can affect your business so much. It can affect your entire life. It can ruin your life. I mean, you know, okay, this isn't a businessman, but like Will Smith, for example, you know, his livelihood is, you know, his career. I mean, his wife has, I would say, ruined a lot for
That's
him. Now,
true.
He's an adult, but your partner does massively affect your business. All the
That's true.
Successful, you know, prominent business figures have supportive spouses.
That's true.
Or they end up getting divorced because they just cannot afford to fail.
That's true.
In their careers. So
I believe, honestly, a partnership is like a business. Is a business, you know what I mean? I always believe that because like
a business
you
deal.
Because it is a business deal, you know what I mean? If you choose a partner who is like you, in terms of like the way they think, the way they are with their work ethic and so on, then you will be the same, and you know
Definitely.
What I mean? It's just like transmuting in a way like energy. And if your partner is like, let's say, I'm sorry to say that, but a loser, you know what I mean? They would like drop you down in a way, or whether you like it or not. So, of course,
totally
like this
agree.
Dating app, you know, might be kind of like intimidating to a lot of men. But I think it just like gives a variety of options to women and having them like choose wisely.
Hey, men have to hustle anyway,
That's
right?
True.
So, guys, it's probably better for you.
Step up your game.
You can improve yourself with this, right? Because a good credit score is not just good for dating; it's also good for you. So stop being so sensitive about it. Gosh. Right, moving forward. An Abu Dhabi startup called The Cloud has secured $12 million in a funding round. And the even better news is it acquired a UK startup called KBox. So The Cloud is a virtual kitchen startup. And KBox is a UK-based food tech startup. So the money was raised during a Series B funding round. And it also saw participation from new investors, and it actually brought the total investment raised by The Cloud up to $22 million. That's a lot of money raised.
It is.
And it's incredible that it has acquired a UK startup. We don't see that often here in the region. We see, you know, Careem being acquired by Uber, Souq being acquired by Amazon, etc. It's just, it makes me so happy to hear that here in the UAE, we're now acquiring Western startups.
It is good because, you know what, I feel like the UAE has built its name in the business realm, in the business world, that initially was not there back then. You know, like back then, if you would think like, oh, but it's fine, you know what, at UK, US.
Yeah, and investors from the region also didn't want to invest in their own companies and in their own talent. They were always looking outside. Now we're looking both outside
and inside.
And in the region also. So it's great. Yes. The company actually has presence in 7 countries and 91 cities. Mm-hmm. And it intends to use the new capital to accelerate growth, expand overseas, and further develop its tech platform. And speaking of tech platforms, I wish Careem would invest more in KareemBox.
Yes.
Because it's such a great service. But gosh, it's just... The app is horrendous, isn't it, when it comes to KareemBox? I feel like the tech behind it, you know, the map always gives you the wrong location.
That's true.
There are a lot of glitches. It gets stuck often, I feel.
I haven't honestly used Green Box really? Yet because I fear it.
You must be a very responsible person because I forget things all the time. I was late today because I just drove to work and forgot my phone at home and I had to drive back and get it.
Okay. So Green Box is a lifesaver for me. I mean, yeah, but again, because like I fear using Green Box, you know what I mean? Like I have like this personality of like, I don't know, for some reason, because of the location mainly, because it's not only like me, my friend has used it once and she has had like issues with the location and the app and so on. And I have this like, mentality of like, you know, it didn't work with her, so it's not going to work with me. You know, I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Okay, right.
Yes.
Yeah, so I get it. I get what you mean.
That's what I all the time do.
Yeah. So you're not living life on the edge, yeah, Farah?
No. I am a very careful person. Mm-hmm. Every move I do in my life is very calculated.
Wow.
Everything is
so if I try to be a morning person, maybe you can try to live your life a little bit more on the edge and take risks.
Oh.
Take risks.
I think maybe it's time for us to maybe learn from each other. You can learn how to be a morning person,
definitely.
And I can learn how to take risks and live life on the edge and
definitely.
Not think much about it.
That's a perfect transition into what I want to say next, which is if you want to learn about trading, stocks, crypto, you name it, we're going to have an expert with us tomorrow. So stay tuned for that. And I think everyone should start investing in, be it stocks or crypto. Or, you know, people do make fun of crypto often, but I mean, it's doing well. In Abu Dhabi, at least, it's doing pretty well.
It is. Maybe part of, I don't know, living life on the edge is finally investing in crypto because it has been on my mind for a while.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I go like, oh, Farah, are you going to get it? Are you not going to get it? So maybe I think I'm going to start from there.
I mean, I don't know how well the currencies are doing at the moment, to be honest. I don't want to share any misinformation. Yes. However, the crypto industry is booming in you know, Abu Dhabi and with all the strict regulations in the US, all the big crypto guys are coming here, right? So you've got, you know, Binance. I mean, he's not allowed to come back to the UAE, right? He's not allowed to, fly out from the US at the moment, but you've got so much activity happening. So anyways, stay tuned for tomorrow's episode. Would you invest in crypto?
Yeah, honestly, it has been on my mind for a while. You know, for so long, to be honest with you, not even for a while. Like I was 19 thinking of investing, but I just didn't know how
to
start.
Wow, when I was 19, I was living it up.
I'm
not even
you,
thinking about
no, you have
investments.
No, the thing is, like, my mind is like everything in my life is set.
I am impressed.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I knew what I wanted to be when I was 7 years old, worked for it. I'm here. I just like know what I want. And if
you
I
knew
want
that you wanted to work at Love in Dubai,
I mean, I knew I wanted to be a presenter and talk. You know?
I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you.
I mean, you guys, okay, so technically, Lubna's here calling me out. It's okay. But no, I knew what I wanted to be, you know what I mean? It's like I have like a vision in my head and I just like work for it.
It's a great gig.
Of course. And
everyone knows the brands. You know,
people
love to hate on Love in Dubai, but everyone knows it, right? Everyone knows
100%.
Love in Dubai. And everyone loves smashy business more than Love in Dubai, right?
Oh, okay, so let's stop there, guys. Okay, we're not going to be fighting, but it's okay. I'm going to be calling Kaiser. But seriously, of course, Tanya, I mean, honestly, with smashy business, you guys, your business news is just like immaculate. I was just telling them there, like, Lubna just digs deep into
that's nice.
I was like, just Lubna like knows all of her business stories.
Just
she knows,
wait
like,
until just wait until I'll be digging a lot of like skeletons and seriously though, guys, do expect an exclusive about one specific startup here in the UAE, and it's not gonna be good news. It's not good news. Thank you, Farah, for your kind words.
Thank
that's very lovely to hear, and I hope that you have been enjoying the content.
I am.
And I hope you enjoyed joining us for today's episode.
Thank you.
And hopefully it won't be the last time. We'll see more
of
you. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. And we'll see you and speak to you tomorrow.